radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Hi, my name is Mike Dubron. I'm the president and founder of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, and we are honored to provide some information to Firehouse regarding the 2009 Fire EMS and Safety Week. And obviously, this time we'd like to talk a little bit about cancer issues in the fire service. Joining me is Tim McDonald from Indianapolis Fire, and Tim is our regional director for the Firefighter Cancer Support Network out of Indiana. And Tim, thanks for joining. And I think today we want to talk a little bit about cancer in the fire service. And, you know, you're a longtime veteran of the fire service. And, you know, 10 years ago, we really didn't talk about cancer. And now we are. And it's been magnified by several issues out there. What points do you think that we need to start getting across to the members of the fire service regarding cancer, something we didn't talk about before?
Well, the main thing I think we need to obviously make people aware of early detection and being aware of their bodies and getting checked, because the earlier you catch it, the better you are. And then we need to start thinking about how we change how we do business to help prevent. Everything we do is a toxic atmosphere that we get into, and causes it changes, and the causes are becoming more, people are more aware of them, so we need to do things to protect ourselves better and try and ensure that we're not, minimize our exposures. We need to, you know, educate ourselves. We need to educate our new recruits as well as our veterans. The popular saying here in the Midwest is it takes a generation to change a culture. When I came on 30 years ago, nobody wanted a college education. Now everybody does.
Right, right. And I know we've talked briefly, too, about, you know, making presentations and informing our fire service brothers and sisters. And that includes, you know, training recruits and teaching the guys the awareness of cancer issues that are on duty right now working in the stations or volunteering. And also for the guys that are getting ready to step out the door and retire, because you know, hey, obviously the older we get, the numbers increase for the guys, for instance, prostate cancer and so forth like that. And I think one of the big things is that, you know, we used to in this industry figure that, you know, your turnout gear, your bunker gear, that was the dirtier you were, the more seasoned veteran you were. And we have to lose that image now and take better care of ourselves, because Tim, being a cancer survivor, and myself, obviously, we know the effects of being diagnosed, and it's a very unsettling. It's an unsettling situation to sit in a doctor's office and hear the words you have cancer. And if there's any way you could ever avoid that, we definitely want to be proactive and do that. And just to kind of, Tim, you talked a little bit about, you know, about being proactive and early detection, and just the 2009 statistics for. And this is from the American Cancer Society. This is not related to fire service alone, but these statistics just came out. And for instance, a very, you know, unfortunately popular cancer, colorectal cancer, which is the type of cancer that that I had, this year, the 2009 numbers they're looking at for colon cancer itself is 106,000 newly diagnosed cases is what's estimated in this year of 2009. And what that means is, here's a cancer that, you know, is a very, you know, obviously highly diagnosed cancer and can be very lethal, but yet is the one cancer that is completely curable if caught early. And what does that mean? Well, we need to educate our guys to go out there and get colonoscopies when they need them. Generally, the average I hear is about 50 years old when you're needing a colonoscopy. But if you have family history, then you need to ask your healthcare provider and your doctors that, you know, hey, I have this history in my family, what do you recommend? And for instance, with my cancer being diagnosed at the age of 39, my children will need to be aggressively checked starting at age 29. So if we have this education out there and we teach the guys, hey, look, we need to step away from our alpha mentality, and that, you know, we're in absolute control when we're on duty responding to these calls, which is an inherent attitude that we have in the fire service, but we need to step aside and ask these questions, and we need to participate in our annual wellness physical exams. And Tim, you want to touch a little bit about maybe the Wellness Fitness Initiative and the importance of these screenings?
Well, I think we need to be more in control. We've let a certain part of our lives or our careers just kind of drift along as we think we're in control, and we're not. And to do that, we need to be very proactive and a partner in our health with our healthcare providers. The Wellness Fitness Initiative provides a mechanism, a guideline for screenings for a physical that all firefighters should get. And it's just simply a matter of, you can't just sit by and trust that, okay, I'm going once a year and they're going to say, okay, you're fine, go back. You need to actually talk about changes, about if you get a PSA, are the numbers, are they creeping up slowly? Do I need to be checked more often? Your blood counts, everything. You just need to be more aware, pay more attention, ask questions, keep records.
Right.
That's probably the most important thing, is keep records. When they give you your file, don't throw it away. I'm on my way to my doctor later today, and I've got a copy of my last wellness physical to take in with him, or to give to him. So you just need to be actually more in control, take a more active role in your own health, and work with your healthcare provider.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your own health and safety.
Absolutely. And for those that don't understand or know what the Wellness Fitness Initiative is all about, it is endorsed by both the IAFF and the IAFC, the International Association of Firefighters and Fire Chiefs, endorse this program. But even if your department, obviously with budget cuts coming and the difficult financial times, this is one of the things that we sometimes lose. But one way or another, this is an important aspect that we need to make sure, whether you do it through your private health care provider or a program through your department. I know one of the things too, Tim, is that we're trying to promote is the participation of a lot of different departments have a lot of great proactive programs, and that's what, through the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, we're promoting is a proactive approach to cancer. If you get diagnosed with cancer, if a family member is diagnosed with cancer, you can log on to the website, www.firefightercancersupport.org, or call the toll-free number, 866-994-FCSN, and request assistance. But we're also trying to promote, obviously through Firehouse and all of our other organizations that we're associated with and sponsored by, that we share this information because it really shouldn't be held in our back pockets and kept to ourselves. We've got a lot of departments that are reaching out now and sharing their policies and procedures, for instance, of turnout and bunker gear maintenance, or not putting the contaminated gear in the living spaces of the fire stations and so forth like that. And we want to promote folks to get out there. If you have something in your department, an organization that you do that you think is proactive, that is, leads to the carcinogens and obviously the subject of cancer, please share that. Log on to the website and submit it, and we'll put it into our library for other folks to go out there and read it and either adapt it or take a look at it and amend their current policies. It's important that we go out there and operate safely and lead to less, exposures to these carcinogens, and better take care of ourselves and adhere to the NFPA standards, adhere to the manufacturer's recommendations to the protective gear that we wear. And of course, it's okay to wear your BA during overhaul. Obviously it's a lot of guys like to go in there and they're finding this is one of the times that, is actually the most toxic periods of the fire, when you're going in there and all these particulates are still in the air and people are, coming off their BAs, because that's the time that they can physically breathe and, the smoke environment is gone, but really the danger is still there. So, diesel exhaust removal systems, these types of things, benzenes, or, products that are known to cause cancer, that we want to lead to reduce those exposures. So these are all good things that, that we want to move forward to and be proactive about cancer. Tim, anything you want to cover in closing here?
I just want to say that I mentioned earlier that, it takes a generation to change a culture, and we need to change, and we need to change quickly in this matter, because I don't think we really know. We're not going to see the effects for for some time. Cancer is not something where you're exposed and it happens right away. So my question to everybody is, do we have a generation to waste? This is stuff that we need to start being proactive in, and why take the risk on some of this stuff? If it appears that there's a trend towards something, then we need to address it and take it as a threat and make the changes necessary.
Great point. And for some of the special events we've got coming up that the Firefighter Cancer Support Network will be in Tucson, Arizona, upcoming at the Pima Chiefs Conference. We'll also be participating at the Baltimore Firehouse coming up in July. We'll be exhibiting there. So please stop by if you're in the area and share your programs. Obviously, for those listeners that are in the fire service, that are cancer survivors, we encourage you to get involved, become a mentor for other firefighters that are diagnosed with cancer. And the important fact, too, is that, you know, you get on the website and become a member of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. You don't have to have cancer, but what we like to do is get everybody on there, sign up, become a member, because if a member of your department or a neighboring department is going through a difficult time, maybe needs blood or platelets or marrow, the more folks that we can reach out to through our database, the better off we can take care of each other. You know, I think I founded the organization because in the fire service, we know how to take care of each other. We all have two families, the one at home and the one in the firehouse. But when it came to cancer, the guys were a little bit uncertain on how to deal with that particular issue. So that was really the genesis of this organization and of course, educating folks about cancer. But get onto the website. You'll get the program updates and activities that we're involved in. You know, we encourage that participation. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll look forward to your dialogue and getting onto that website and sharing your information, thoughts, and concerns.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio. We'll be right back.